Welcome back inside our pregame show leading up to the annual red and white spring game. I'm Jessica Cootie, and it's time for a Cornhusker Conversation spring game edition. And it had to be the linebacker, John Bullock Sr., that has taken on more of a leadership role this season. We've heard your name a lot. Thanks for being here, first of all.
No problem.
How excited are you? It's finally here, the spring game.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's great to be back in that stadium and seeing all the fans there supporting us. They never disappoint, so it's going to be a good time.
Well, I said it. I've talked to a lot of different guys on the defense, even guys on the offense, that have brought up your name, how much you stepped into a leadership role with Luke Reimer, Nick Henrich, two guys that have been in a huge part of this team. How has that evolved for you? How has that been like for you this spring, really being one of those voices for the defense?
It's come along pretty easily just because I was able to get a lot of reps last year, and it's kind of made me more confident in my role, more confident in what I'm doing, more confident in teaching the younger guys on what to do, what the standard is, how to approach everything that we do. So I think it's just become pretty easy this year just because I know I am the older guy in the room, so I don't have, like, a lot of guys to look to and help me out. Like, so it's more of a burden on me, but I think I like the challenge and I like to be able to help others and lead others. So I think it's been pretty good for me so far.
Coach White had talked the other day about, you know, how you moved from, you were in the defensive backs room into linebacker, what, a year ago. Can you take me back to those conversations that you had with the defensive staff and Coach White of, hey, we think you might be a better fit at linebacker, and how you were receptive of that?
Yeah, I mean, in the winter, I started out as a safety, obviously. I don't know. I didn't feel too comfortable there, and the coaches kind of talked to me and were like, hey, I think you'd be better at linebacker. And I'm all for it. I mean, whatever the team needs, whatever they think I'm going to be best at, I want to excel in everything I do. So if that's linebacker, if that's D-line, I mean, if it's safety, running back, whatever they need me at. So I was pretty receptive to it because of just taking on a new challenge, a new opportunity to get better and to kind of start over almost and, like, learn a new position. It was challenging at first just because I haven't played in the box ever and since I've been in college. So, but I think I've been taking it pretty well, I'd say. And it was a good transition for me, and it was definitely the right move by them. So good coaching on their part.
What do you like so much about that position? Why do you feel more comfortable there?
Our defense is just so, it's able you to be able to fly around a lot more. Like, you see things a lot clearly. You're not thinking a lot. There's not a lot of checks. And just being around the game for 5 years, you know a lot of football. So just seeing formations, just knowing what the offense is trying to do to you. And I think that just has really helped me along. I think just being able to fly around in that defense, because you feel free out there a lot. So I think that's really helped.
So after, you know, you play last season, play a significant role, how do you feel different than now that you are, have a year under your belt, settling into that position and with this defense and with Coach Dvorak and Coach White?
Yeah, I feel a lot more confident. And I think you can tell on film, you can see that I'm more confident. I'm going faster than I usually am. I'm seeing things a lot quicker than I did before. Last year, obviously I knew what to do, but it wasn't at a speed that I would like to be at or should be at. I made some plays, but there was definitely some plays I left out there that I could have made if I just had the confidence in myself, just trusting myself, having that belief. So I think that's one thing that I've really been working on this spring, is just trusting myself, knowing that I'm good enough, and just going out there and playing as fast as I can.
You're one of the guys that got honored with one of the single digits, which is a really big deal for this coaching staff and this program. When you hear that news, how special was that for you to know that you had been voted on to wear one of those single digits?
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's probably my biggest accomplishment since I've been here, just knowing that my teammates think of me that way. And have that trust in me that I'm one of the leaders on the team that can show the guys the way. But yeah, that was that was probably my biggest accomplishment since I've been here, and that was one of the proudest moments I've ever had. So, yeah.
What do you think went into that for you, for them to see you that way?
I've always been a very hard worker. I've always been a type of guy to take on challenges and adversity, whatever hits me, whatever comes at me, I'm always going to push through it. I'm always striving to get one better each day. I'm always trying to be a better person than I was the day before, whether that's in football or that's life. So I think them just thinking of me as like a good role model or someone they can go to talk about things, just being very open to each other, getting to know everybody, sitting with them at lunch, I mean, hanging out with them on the weekends, whatever it is, whatever it may be. But I think them just knowing that I'm a guy they can go to, and then them seeing that I'm the same person on the field as off, really kind of, yeah, set it. So
you guys did set a great standard last year, what you guys established in year one in this Tony White defense last year. You're coming back, one of the leaders, Isaac Gifford, you got Nash, Ty, I mean, the list goes on. As the leaders of this defense, how did you guys go into the spring wanting to raise that standard? What kind of challenge has that been for this defense, knowing, hey, we're not where we wanted to be even a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we had to raise the standard because, I mean, we still had guys that left last year. So it's a whole new team. Like, we got new freshmen coming in. We got guys who left. Like Coach White said to us, like, this year's defense hasn't done anything. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that, not getting too ahead of ourselves and feeling obligated to anything or feeling like we've already gotten what we want, like, there's always more to get. I don't know what defense we were ranked last year, top something, I don't know, pretty high though. But we want to be even better than that. We want to be able to push that standard even higher. So Coach White and all the coaches, all the coaching staff, even the players, the leaders are trying to push that standard to another level, even though some of the older guys aren't really playing a whole lot this spring just because they've had a lot of reps in the bank. Mm-hmm. But they're still trying to coach from if they're not playing. So just raising the standard and even showing the young guys what that standard is and how we play defense around here has been really a big emphasis this spring.
At what point for you did you think, okay, this defense is gonna be good, it's going to work? After they started working with you guys a year ago and leading into the season, at what point did you think, okay, we're on the right path?
Honestly, I don't know. I always knew we had the players to do it. It was just having everyone being able to trust in each other and have belief. And I think once we bought into our standards, Coach Rule's standards, our standards, just how everybody played, and it was just so much different. Just the speed we played at, just the trust we had in each other. I mean, it's not a lot. It's not a defense you see a whole lot. The 3-3-5. It's interesting. So I think offenses have a really tough time drawing up plays to beat it. And then when you mix that in with guys who can really play football and are really good and have been here for a long time, have a lot of experience, I mean, it's pretty deadly. So I think it was pretty relevant towards, yeah, probably middle of spring, like, this could really work. Like, we could be really good.
Talk to me about some of the other guys in your room, the linebacker room, because with those guys leaving, and Makai Bayer's coming back with you, there's some young guys. Buddha, Javen Wright moves into that room. How excited are you about the way that this group as a whole has come along? Because it's not just one or two people. It's going to take a group of people, right?
Yeah, so I think the whole room is just very open to being coached, and I think that's very big, especially when you're young, because you have a lot to learn. Obviously we got Javen, we got Makai, got Steph, the new transfer from Syracuse. He played in this defense, so he knows what he's doing. He's able to coach other guys too. And got guys like Vincent Shavers, Jake Bauer, I mean, Gage Stanger, Michael Booker, our whole room really. But they've been really trying to set the standard. I think our guys play, know what the standard is, and they play to a high level because they know, like, in our room, this is how we're going to play. So, yeah.
What makes Coach Dvorak so good for you guys and bringing you guys along?
Coach Dvorak's the best. I mean, he's like a friend to you. I mean, like, he's going to give it to you. He's going to tell you what you did wrong, obviously, but he's always there for you whenever you need him. And I think a lot of guys in our room, we take that coaching very well. I think him being that way, he's very open, and he allows you to get close to him. So when he does harp on you, then you know, like you take it very serious because he's like a friend to you, and you respect him. But yeah, I think just the way he coaches is just very important, and I think that I take it very well. His coaching, I like the way he coaches. But yeah.
He thinks the world of you, obviously. What are some of the biggest things that you've learned from him that have helped you grow into the player that you've been since you've been working with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've grown a lot as a person under him, just getting to know him, just seeing how he goes about his day-to-day life, just talking to him. I mean, being in the film room with him. I think he's really helped me to be able to trust myself and just know that I'm a good player and can do everything that is asked. Just him, yeah, just being so open to me and being always transparent with me. I can't take it for granted. He's just a great coach, so.
That's awesome. Well, so spring ball comes to a close with the spring game. So when you think about going back to day one practice to where you guys are going to be coming up on Saturday, did you feel like this team did what they needed to do over the course of this past, 6 weeks or so?
I think so. I think we came a long way because it's always hard when you have a lot of new guys, and because we have a lot of seniors and then we have a lot of young guys. There's not a lot in the middle. So there's a lot of veterans and then just a bunch of new guys. So I think we took a big step. I mean, I think our biggest point of emphasis is just on defense, at least, is just being consistent, because we'll have days that we play really well and then there's days where we kind of fall off a little bit. So I think what we really need to emphasize through the summer and fall camp through the season is just being consistent and staying consistent, because we can play really well when we play really well. Mm-hmm. But when we don't have a good day, then it's not a good day. So I think we've come a long way. I think there's obviously some things you got to work on. That's always going to be the case. You're never going to be perfect, but I would definitely say that we've come a long way for sure.
What are the goals for the spring game, being that you're not going to put everything out there?
Yeah.
Some guys are not going to be playing. So as a defense, how do you go approach what we need to get accomplished coming up on Saturday when you guys take the field inside Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, so we've had a standard this spring that's playing with uncommon effort, dominant contact, and knowing what to do. So if we're able to do that, just showing that, like, because we don't want to look like every other defense, oh, we're just playing there to play defense. Like, we want to be the enforcers. We want to be the ones attacking everything. So, I mean, if we look like a bunch of headhunters out there, then I think that's what we're really looking for, just guys who want to fly around and look like they really love football and really want to play football. I think that's the biggest point of emphasis, because you're going to have plays where you make mistakes. You don't want to have those plays, but it's going to happen. But just being able to fly around and, yeah.
Who's going to score the first touchdown?
Oh, boy. Defense. You gotta get a pick six. There we go.
I figured you might go there, but yeah. I always like to ask that question, and so I like it. Defense, pick six. All right, John Bullock, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, this has been a Cornhusker Conversation brought to you by Teammates Mentoring. Inspire a student to shoot for success by becoming a Teammates Mentor. To learn how you can make an impact in your community, go to teammates.org.